Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. We have a new sheriff.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, we do. Democrat primary. I mean, you know, unless there's some sort of conviction between now and then, Democrat's not going to win that. So looks like Hobart Lewis, you know, shocked if he's beaten by a Democrat. If he is, by the way, just so you know, Lee, I'm moving. I moved to another county.
Be careful now.
Just outside. I'm not going far. This place is lovely. I don't want to leave.
All right.
I just mean, you know, I'm going to throw my hands up with the county. Now, because we're at the point here, and when you look at the dynamics, and I really got involved in the sheriff's election yesterday more than I intended to, and you look at the dynamics of what's going on here, you have to understand something. With dual justice being the way the country is run now, and with us having a majority city council here in Greenville, not county council, thank God yet, but majority city council, you know, we're going to look at two things over the next couple of years, and that's going to be that the Democrats on the city council are going to want to shape law enforcement in our city, and they're going to be hiring the new police chief. Ken Miller and I go way back to Charlotte when I was a reporter there. I've known him for a long time. He was a moderate, wasn't a liberal, wasn't a conservative. He was a moderate, you know, kind of a good fit for the last city council politically, the way he viewed things and did law enforcement. He was never going to be a bomb thrower, was never going to be the type to pat illegal immigrants on the head and send them on the way to commit another crime. But he was not going to be defending your gun rights either. That was Ken Miller. And like I said, he was a good political fit for the Greenville City Council. Well, that council now is majority Democrat. And I guarantee you they are going to want to put their stamp, their dual justice stamp on law enforcement. That's the hottest thing going on the left. The idea that laws should not apply equally to people, that if you are a Democrat grievance group, laws should not be enforced. We're seeing evidence of this in California. It's horrific. I knew they would do this, that, you know, if you are a member of certain groups, you don't have to pay the full ticket. You get caught speeding, traffic violation. Well, you know, we'll cut it in half for you. You vote good. You're a good Democrat voter. We let that happen. Right now, they're starting with lower income groups. I guarantee they will spread that over time. So, I mean, they're going to want to put their social justice mark on the new police chief. They're going to be hiring a new police chief. And you know, we did not want somebody, as our sheriff who is going to go the sanctuary city route. I mean, we're at very real risk right now, with the Greenville City Council and with them hiring a new police chief of heading in a sanctuary city area. And let me tell you what, that makes your life hell. You live in a place. You want to know how you end up with crap all over the streets, people taking stuff under $950 and the police don't even respond. You know, illegal immigrants with multiple drunk driving convictions, tearing up the road and slamming into people, and nobody does anything. You combine, I'll tell you how you get that. You combine a liberal city council, a Democrat majority city council with a new police chief. And, you know, we just did not, Lee, want a sheriff from that ilk. And I'm confident that, you know, I don't know what the department's going to look like under Hobart Lewis, but I am confident that we are not going to have a sheriff sympathetic to that kind of thing. We're not going to have the kind of sheriff who doesn't think anything of his family donating $3,000 to Hillary Clinton a few weeks before the Trump election. You know, Trump is elected. That would have been really dangerous to combine the new police chief we're going to get from the Greenville City Council with a sheriff like that, and that's not happening. So that's good. I mean, it truly is a quality of life issue. It's a safety issue. Dual justice is the opposite of safety. It is tyranny. It is anarchy.
And, you know, we're going to have to really keep an eye on what a new police chief's going to do and who they're going to hire, because I guarantee it's not going to be pretty. So good that we at least shored up the county.
Yeah, that's why that position is so important. And it also shows you the difference between in this country what goes on in municipalities and what goes on in the rural areas.
Yeah.
And this is both you know, a microcosm and macrocosmatic of the nation itself. If you look at where the true liberal progressives are, the concentration of, they are in the large metropolitan areas.
Yep.
Basically, L.A., Chicago, New York, Atlanta, you know, the large metropolitan areas, that's where there are large concentrations of the liberal progressives. But when you look at the nation as a whole, even though there was some erosion of that support in the 2018 elections, still you have a majority of Republican, in quotes there, sort of, controlled states. And, you know, that's this is indicative of the whole Electoral College issue that we're going through right now. You know, you have an effort now to do away with Electoral College. That is going on behind the scenes. There's a Supreme Court case going on right now about whether electors who are elected to the Electoral College by the various states have to vote the way the citizens of that state voted. This is a Supreme Court case that they've taken up right now. I wish they had not taken it up. But what's going to happen in that case if electors do not have to rule or vote the way that the populace voted? What's the point? And once again, this just goes to show the divide that we've got in this country. It's not so much liberal states versus conservative states or moderate states. It's large concentrations of liberal metropolitan areas versus the suburban and rural areas of this country. That's where the real divide is.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's a brilliant point. And I don't even know. I mean, it is still very partisan on its face, but I see even more of a divide between elites. And should elites govern a society because they know best? They are the most educated. Or can regular people have a say in their future, too?
And that's one of the subdivides of that division, is that within the various, within left and right, then there is that divide from those with the elite, you know, Ivy League school educations, with the big corporate titles, their doctorates or master's degrees or whatever, and those who are the working class who may have a high school diploma or a GED or a vocational school degree, a 2-year degree, an associate degree, may only have a bachelor's degree. There's that divide too, within the parties, both Republican and Democrat.
Absolutely. And it's not even just education either. It's who you belong to. It's what club you're in. Are you are you part of the elite?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you a regular American citizen?
And don't even get me started about college football, okay?
Oh, I won't. I never do. I try not to. Because no, it's your blood pressure.
Yes,
it's, I'm
exactly
looking out for you.
Thank you.
Right. It's just, you know, I look out for you, you know.
Just had to put a little levity in there.
Yeah. I mean, let me give you, for instance, on what we're up against. You think, oh, come on, it's Greenville. Our city council's Democrat, but they wouldn't do that. No, that's the norm now. Lee, let me tell you what. I mean, what are we told? Joe Biden, he's the moderate, right? He's the one Trump's got to look after, out for. He's the moderate guy. He's our great hope. And that's why the Democrats have protected him, despite the fact that he was an open segregationist, mm-hmm. that he's writing letters advocating for the separation of the races and trying to get other senators on board. I mean, this is what just happened in Colombia. I mean, you want to see, I mean, there aren't many of those guys left. They're all dead, right? He's a living fossil. And yet the party that supposedly cares so much about race overlooks that to call Trump a racist. They don't care. So this guy, hold on, Joe, go ahead. What?
I was just going to say, look what has just happened in Virginia. With Northam and the whole, you know, his knee jerk, reaction to the Second Amendment rally that was going on there. And the fact that, you know, if you listen to liberals, if you listen to Northam, if you listen to the media, there was going to be a bloodbath in Roanoke. Didn't happen.
Yeah. If you want to know where the racists were this past week, and this drives me crazy, I'm gonna do more on it in this segment, because I want all of our listeners, including our trolls, to understand what these people are. We were told that the white supremacists, that the segregationists were in Virginia, and they were there because with their guns. And look, see, they want their gun rights on MLK Day. They must hate black people. How on earth you can get that idea. I don't know. And if you look at the crowd, I was surprised at the number of black people in the crowd. They're gun owners. Yeah, they're get the boot off my neck. And you know, yet where was the real segregationist? Where was the real white supremacist this weekend? Joe Biden was in Colombia. I mean, yeah, and I read the editorial from a black leader. This is why he had to go to Colombia to clean up the mess there with black leadership, because of that editorial that ran in the state by a black leader who's from Bernie's campaign. But she's absolutely right, saying, look, this is a guy who voted for segregation. Segregation is the separation of the races by the government. Voted for it. And she was talking about the letters that he wrote at the time to other segregationist senators, including Strom Thurmond, trying to whoop support for that legislation. And this is before, I mean, think about this for a minute, Lee. This is mind-boggling. Joe Biden didn't just attend the funeral for Strom Thurmond 15 years ago, and then for white supremacist Robert Byrd, who actually had a leadership position in the KKK. He wasn't just a member.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a leader, Senator Robert Byrd, a Democrat. Joe gave the eulogy. That was only 10 years ago, not 30 or 40 when times were different. That was 10 years ago. Times weren't different 10 years ago. And this is, you know, all pointed out in Colombia. Joe's got to go there and meet with black leaders and fix everything. So they're outraged that some people are marching for their gun rights. They must be white supremacists. All the white supremacy coverage is in Virginia this weekend when the real living fossil white supremacist, Joe Biden, is in Colombia, and there's no criticism. I mean, if you are black and listening to this show, how does that not bother you? I mean, I don't even know of any other living segregationist, do you? I mean, like, who had a name at the time? I mean, there might be old people in a nursing home hooked up to some ventilator somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, actual living segregationists, after Strom Thurmond, Joe's the only one left. And he is their standard bearer. And they tell us they care about racism. They're just lying. They're just lying. They don't care. They'll use whoever to do whatever.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Look, folks, I'm not trying to scare you with the Sanctuary City stuff. Seriously, I had vowed I wasn't going to get involved in that sheriff's race, and then I got scared. Because you know what I could see? I could see a future where, I mean, Tommy Smith's a nice guy, A.T. Smith, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He was a Democrat. Your family, you, whatever, your wife doesn't write a $3,000 check to Hillary Clinton 3 weeks before an election. And you're a conservative Republican. It's impossible. And what I was afraid of was that this guy was going to get elected and that he would go along with the Greenville City Council, and I'm telling you, folks, you're going to see sanctuary city style policies here. They may not declare this a sanctuary city, but you're going to begin to see that dual justice junk. It's hot. It's hip. They, you know, when one Democrat gets to do it in San Francisco, they all want to do it. And we needed a bulwark against that. I hope that Hobart Lewis is a good sheriff, because he's going to beat the Democrat. He will. Well, it's, I can pretend he's not going to. Not in a countywide race at this point. But it's a big deal. And you think, well, you know, that wouldn't happen. I mean, Greenville's pretty moderate. I'm sure these Democrats. No, there are no moderate Democrats. Not anymore. You want to see what a moderate Democrat looks like today? I mean, who's their big moderate? The Democrat Party's great hope, because he's the only one who's not crazy, radical, or a loon. Joe Biden. What did he just come out? Did you see what he came out for? Advocating for drunk drivers who are illegal immigrants. Honest to God, I'd love to see a poll of the population. Who's for drunk driving illegals? Guy, I bet it wouldn't break 20%. Oh, I am, yay! But this is the globalist political class. Listen to this. Did you see this? Joe Biden just threatened. He said, if I'm elected and you are an ICE agent and you deport a drunk driving illegal immigrant, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to give you a minute to process that. I'm going to fire you. I'm going to play this clip for you. But let me play it. It is jaw-dropping. He's asked, what about these drunk driving illegal immigrants? What will you do with them?
They go off to school wondering whether when mom comes and picks them up.
He's talking about the kids of illegals.
She's not going to be there because an ICE agent was there to arrest her. What's the culture by saying you're going to get fired? You're fired if, in fact, you do that. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
Wow, that's loaded. Do you hear the dual justice in there? Folks, law is crumbling right in front of our eyes. I don't count drunk driving as a felony. No, Joe. It's not, does Joe count it as a felony? It's, is it on the books in a statute as a felony? We don't get to go, well, the law says you can't do that, but they vote Democrat. So, you know, drunk driving is a felony. There's only four states where drunk driving is not a felony. It's four states in D.C. Every other state, it's a felony, Joe. They've got a felony charge on the books for drunk driving. You can't say, well, they're good Democrats, so yeah, I guess it's a felony, but I'm not going to count it. For everybody else, it's a felony, but not for the illegals. Wow. Folks, this is a moderate Democrat. They tell us he's the moderate. He just told ICE agents, if you deport illegal immigrants for drunk driving, I will fire you. Even if it's a felony, I don't care. I'm going to pretend it's not. Moderate Democrat. So we got a majority now on the Greenville City Council, moderate Democrats. That's what a moderate Democrat does. Their description, not mine. You bring that here, it's going to be chaos. And for some, death at the hands of drunk driving, illegal immigrants, and no one will care. So I'm glad that Hobart Lewis won yesterday. As you've known for a while, I haven't been too enthusiastic about the whole field of candidates running for sheriff, but I am glad that A.T. Smith did not win that one. We still got a big battle on our hands here, though, if we want to have a safe lifestyle not overrun by criminal thugs who even 3 years ago would have been in prison or deported in the Obama administration. 4 years ago, I should say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, shampeachment rolls on. You know, I got the only question you got to ask yourself. I mean, we are only having witnesses here because of a handful of Republicans who are like, oh, okay, I think I have to hear more. Would you not watch the news? We just had witnesses. They were on television. It's 2020. We heard from the witnesses. Today's a testimony in the House. Once we got him out of the basement by protesting. So the only reason we're doing this right now is because four or five Republicans in the Senate are like, oh, I didn't turn on the TV. I need to hear from some witnesses. I need to hear from John Bolton. Call him if you want to hear from him, moron. Think about this for a minute. The only question... Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Think about this for a minute. We already know how this is going to go. There aren't the votes to not even close to the votes to convict President Trump in the Senate. Just not. We know how this is going to end. We absolutely already know how this is going to end. So the only thing that having witnesses will accomplish before all of this goes down in flames is to hurt the president's electoral chances. A little bit more. You try to hurt the president's electoral chances. If you're a Democrat, that's what you're thinking. I try to hurt his electoral chances. Go try to muddy the waters. Because the Democrats lost on impeachment in the House. They got clobbered in the polls. They want a do-over. This would be like your kid is in the championship game. And man, you're going nuts. The team's fought so hard to get here. You're going crazy. And it comes down to the wire. But in the end, your child's team, they were the underdogs going, and they crush it. And they win, against all odds, the championship. And the loser team, coach of the loser team comes up and says, well, y'all just won it all, and we see it. But you know, if you would just agree to a do-over, like, would you agree to a do-over? Because, yeah, so we have felt like some things were not fair. We didn't like some of the calls by the refs. Well, you never like the calls by the refs. Would you say, yeah, sure, we'll have a do-over. We'll see, just, let's try again. Nobody does that. Nobody. Can you imagine how mad the parents would be if the coach agreed to that? To a do-over? Oh, you'd be livid. Nobody in the United States of America does a do-over, except for about half a dozen moron senators, Republican senators in the Senate. There is nothing having these hearings, calling witnesses, will accomplish or change. Nothing's going to change. They are nowhere near the votes needed to impeach Trump in the Senate, to find him guilty. It's not. So there's no reason to have witnesses. We already know they have no case. The only reason to have witnesses is if you are a Republican senator, there's three reasons. You're either stupid. You want to damage the president. You want to bloody him up some more to hurt your whole party's chances of, one, keeping the Senate, and two, taking back the House, three, winning the presidency. You want to hurt your own party that way. I mean, honestly, it's like, shall I slit one wrist or both? Don't know. Because the only outcome of taking a razor blade to your wrist is bad. There aren't any good outcomes from that. Well, maybe I won't cut too deeply. No, how about you throw the razor blade away and say to heck with this? This is madness. Only three outcomes you could possibly have from having the witnesses. So one of them is definitely you're going to damage the president. You've already won. We won. We ran going away for the first time in the mainstream media polls, which are so heavily tilted to a Democrat outcome. Still Trump for the first time. And he didn't even do this in 2016, was showing that he was leading the Democrat candidates. All the field or most of it. It's never happened before. He usually runs behind in those polls. That's how powerful of a disaster impeachment was in the House. Leave it. No, we got to hear from witnesses. The only other reason you could possibly want to hear from witnesses is you're like Susan Collins. You really probably shouldn't be the senator of Maine, and you're going to try to fool some Democrats into thinking that you're their girl. That at least is a logical explanation, like a semi-logical explanation for saying, well, I'll be open to some witnesses. We, you know, Collins votes with us a lot of the time, not all of the time. She's a Democrat, a Republican from Maine. But she's better than a Democrat who votes with us none of the time. So at least, like, it's logical from her point of view. But we could have protected Collins. We could have protected the others and still skipped this. But no, Mitt Romney had to figure out, could he bloody the president up? It is so self-defeating what they're doing right now. And the founding fathers, this is what they intended. The only question is, does this rise to an impeachable offense level? Have you proven your case? The answer is no. We don't need a hearing for that. We don't even need to hear from the impeachment managers, although we, you know, we have to constitutionally sound. They have to present their case. And you know why? There's no crime. I mean, folks, if somewhere in a courtroom in the United States of America, somebody was being tried on no crime, there's no charges, that'd be a true kangaroo court, wouldn't it? I mean, I sat in a court, this is what drives me crazy. I sat in a courtroom as a crime reporter for many years, and the cases all go the same. You have to bring in a charging document. You have to delineate. You have to state, what laws did the accused break? Impeachment is the same. The Constitution makes it clear. There's only three things you can impeach a person for, and they spelled it out. It's not a confusing thing. It's not something we can't know. Bribery, that's a crime. High crimes, see the word there, crimes, or misdemeanors. Misdemeanors are low crimes, but they're all crimes. Read that impeachment document. There's not a single broken statute listed. Any judge, anywhere, any town, any county, any state in the United States of America, a prosecutor and police bring in a person who's been arrested and there's no charge document. There's no crimes on the charge document. We just think he's a bad guy. We think he obstructed our investigation. Oh, well, did your investigation find he committed a crime? Well, no. You're not charging him with a crime? No, but we'd like to try him. Well, he can't defend himself. I mean, if you're not charged with a crime, you can't defend yourself. You ever watch the defense in a case? What do they do? What does the defense attorney do? The defense attorney goes and gets the statute. The statute is the law. It's the crime. It says, well, you can't do this. Okay. Well, his client, one of the things defense attorney will do is say, well, my client's charged with burglary, but it says right here in a statute, he has to break in and there's no sign of forced entry. And he'll say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. There's no sign of forced entry. Doesn't fit the statute. Got to throw the charge out. Prosecutor will come back with a charge of robbery. Don't need forced entry for that. You have to have a statute. You can't defend yourself unless you know what the statute says. And lawyers will go, defense attorneys will go step by step through the statute. You have to prove your case. You have to prove every one of those conditions within the statute is met. No, sir, there's no signs of forced entry in a burglary. Can't be a burglary. Donald Trump. This is so historic. Not in an impeachment sense, in a jurisprudence sense. Donald Trump is the first American to be tried in a kangaroo court on no charges. If that happened in a courtroom, I don't pick a city, Kansas City, it'd be national news. They're trying a person on no charges. They just want to try this. We're going to put away an American on no charges. At that point, the justice system crumbles. It becomes meaningless. And all charges are political. You can't name the statute the person broke. Judge throws it out every time, lets the person go. And they should. So this is absolutely historic in American jurisprudence. Trump is the only American I know of ever to be tried in a trial on no charges. It's the only defense Republicans need. You don't need witnesses. Who cares? All you need is the charging documents. There's no charge. There's no crime. Throw it out. Dismiss it. And explain to the American people why you did. But no, these Republicans want to have an argument. Well, I might want to hear from some witnesses that'll make our president look bad and torpedo our party in the elections. Yeah, that sounds great. Morons.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's see what's on the common sense retirement planning text line. Usually a lot of common sense and a little crazy. Texter writes, Tara, thanks for giving A.T. Smith the Royal Tara spanking yesterday. And the texter writes, hey, Tara, did the Russians meddle in the sheriff's election? Clearly. It's what happens whenever a Democrat loses, even in the Republican primary. Another texter writes, Alan from Greer, I missed the blah, blah, okay, I'm going to skip that one, come to it later. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this impeachment is like finding the body of a man wrapped in chains in a river and claiming he stole more chains than he could swim with. Texter writes about the impeachment. It's what every white guy who goes against the neoliberal world order gets. Another texter writes, LOL, you think there aren't kangaroo courts all over America? Ask a New York City Proud Boy or the Ram guys from California what happened to them. Trump's just getting, what every other white guy who goes against the neoliberal world order gets. No, I agree with you. There is no justice in places like L.A. or California or particularly San Francisco because of the way the juries are stacked. But in those courts, they still have to charge you. They still have to cite the law you broke. Because if we lose that, the system crumbles. Anarchy reigns. It has never been done to an American citizen in a court. We'd know about it. It would be such an outrage. Trump is going first. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you keep forgetting the laws that apply to us do not apply to the Democrats. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. Yes. Texter writes, if someone has been indicted by a grand jury and then during the trial, the prosecution was not allowed to present evidence discovered after the indictment, that would be a kangaroo court too, wouldn't it? Yeah, of course it would. You know, I haven't made that, and that's what's happening to Trump, you're right. And I haven't made that argument as much because we haven't got to the indictment part. They have to specify what law you broke when you indict them, but they haven't done that yet. So to argue, well, it was unfair, he couldn't present his case, should have been indicted. And that's the problem. The Republicans are focusing on the unfairness of it, and they look like whiners. How about the unconstitutionality of it? You cannot indict a person, whether in a court of law. And listen, the president's impeachment is not really different than a court of law, other than the jury of your peers is the Senate. He just gets a different jury. That's it. Texter writes, if the handful of Republicans in the Senate are up for re-election, would it not be worth it? And then play damage repair later so we don't lose the Senate. Also, it's just a question. Yeah. They need to back the president. If you want to make an electoral argument for why they need to back the president, including Susan Collins, I'll tell you why. Because every witness hurts Trump. And Trump is the only thing the Republican Party has going of value. You hurt Trump, you hurt your own electoral chances.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.